Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Can we give each other hope? 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 Hope, bringing others hope. And that's what we need in this world indeed. So do not be afraid to keep each other safe.
You've just listened to Hope Bringer by Jean-Paul Asumu featuring Roxanne Asumu. If this sound lifts you up, go stream and download it now. Let's help it climb up the charts. And that's just real music for real healing. Good evening and welcome to Second Chances, the hour where truth meets healing. I'm Hilary Asumu, and as always, I'm honored to be with you. Tonight's episode is titled The Price of Waiting. It's a story we know all too well, especially in the African Caribbean community. And the African Caribbean and African communities. So waiting can sound calm, like a pause, but when it comes to our health, especially kidney health, waiting can be costly, deadly even. Whether it's waiting to be diagnosed, waiting to find a match, or waiting for someone to even see our pain, it all adds up. And sadly, many of us don't even know we're waiting. We carry on, we keep quiet, we pray. But prayer without action is just more waiting. So here in the week in the UK, the WSH BME Kidney Network is working hard to close that gap, partnering with NHS Blood and Transplants and Kidney Research UK to bring information and awareness to our people. And in Nigeria, the WSH Kidney Foundation is building a free dialysis center in Edo State to serve those who can't afford life-saving care. This show is not about blame. It's about awareness. It's about choice. And it's about giving each other the tools to act now. No more delays. So let's get on with it. So tonight, waiting isn't passive. That is the title of our first segment. Waiting for a kidney isn't stillness, it's stress. It's hope with a clock. It's pain no one sees. In our communities, that wait is longer. Black patients wait unfairly longer than our other counterparts, like the white or Asian communities, because donors are scarce and matching is ethnic. So if the transplant has to be successful, it is better for it to come from somebody from your own ethnic background for it to, you know, stay a long time, for you to have that kidney a longer time without all the, you know, underlying conditions and stuff like that. Some people never make it to the front of the line, unfortunately, for one reason or the other. People are not eligible to be on the transplant list. And long before transplant, there's waiting for someone to take us seriously. Fatigue is dismissed, swollen feet. People say, cut down on the salt. Too many of us are diagnosed too late. And I've always said it on this show that, you know, our kidneys are so versatile that, you know, we can abuse it for as long as we can. And sometimes you don't even know. People drink, people smoke, people do all sorts, not looking after them, after their health. And your kidney can get to, your kidney function can get right down to 2%. The only time you know is when you fall down the street or you go for a routine test with your GP and your GP finds that you have kidney disease. And then the whole journey starts. That silence, you know, for people who have kidney disease, that silence becomes loss. And this show, it's about breaking that down. We don't need to wait for permission to care. We don't need to wait for symptoms to worsen before we speak, especially our men folk. Kidney disease is a silent creeper, a silent killer. It hides, but it never forgets. Let's use today to stop waiting and start acting. Start asking and start advocating. And now, let's take a moment to reflect and breathe as we listen to our first track of the evening. And that is DJ Stakid featuring Koli with a song With You. And if you are listening right now, I hope that this song would minister to you and help you to reflect on your health before we come back. So this one is With You by Davido and Omale. And it's about standing beside someone through the tough times, because no one should wait alone. We must all stand by each other. I'll see you back here in a minute.
I know people get you. Get busy now, get busy now. If I speak English, you will cha 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 no walking. I know I want to punish you, I want to punish you. If you see my baby, you go shut up. I'ma get too fine, don't be makeup. Oh yeah, baby, lie down, no. Finish work for me, oh. Oh, tomato, put that thing back, oh.
You just heard In With You, and that was Davido and Omale with the song With You. Solidarity is everything, but sometimes we don't speak up because we've been trained not to. We hide pain, we power through, we wait till it's too late. And again, I say it to our men folk, you must speak up. Sometimes it's fear, sometimes shame, and sometimes we just don't want to be seen as weak. Does that remind you of somebody? Again, our men. But that silence, it costs us. Early action saves lives. Delayed diagnosis steals them. And that's why our UK-based team at WSH BME Kidney Network goes where the people are. Mosques, barbershops, beauty salons, community centers, your events, marriages, funerals, we will go and speak anywhere because this is important. It is important to us that we spread the news about kidney disease, about organ donation, because the more we speak about it, the more people are aware. Because it's not enough to have facts. We need familiar faces delivering them. Most of you know me. Most of you know my story. You know how long I have waited. And after getting my transplant, how long I have been doing this. It's just over 7 years now. Same time as when I received my transplant, because I was approached right on the day I received my transplant. I'd just come out of the theater. And I got a phone call, and it was somebody from NHS Blood and Transplant asking me if I want to join to campaign for organ donation. And my answer was, it's a no-brainer. Show me. Point me in the right direction. And I'm a familiar face. I'm, you know, whether on radio or TV or, you know, in your neighborhood, your events, I am there. I am talking. And there's a saying, if the mountain will not come to Muhammad, Muhammad must go to the mountain. So if people won't come to me when I put on my events, then I'll come to you in those places where you're comfortable, in those places where, you know, you feel safe, where I can come and talk to you because you feel safe, you are able to relax and you are able to listen. We don't wait for people to show up to a hospital. We show up for them where they already are. If you're listening right now and have ever wondered if that tiredness, that swelling, that constant thirst was something more, please check it out. Don't wait. Don't wait, because you never know what it is. If it's nothing, then that's fine. Then you're okay. But if it's something, let them catch it right now before it becomes a problem. Be part of that conversation. Be part of the action. And be the person to ask the next person to you and say, how are you doing today? Have you heard about this? Have you checked yourself recently? Because one conversation could save a life. Let's take that in and listen to a tune that reminds us of beauty of owning our own stories. Here is Mona Lisa by Loje and Saz featuring Venus. It's a groove with depths, reminding us how much beauty lies in vulnerability. I'll see you back here in a bit.
Mm-hmm. be through my command, like zombie. Go down on me, yo, with your coca body. Through my command, like zombie. Go down on me, yo, with your coca body. Cause this your milky for front in a for me. Hold on for me, I no go to me corny. And if your milky na fighty, I saw me to look. Baby, kona kona, waka waka when you enter my licha. Baby, kona kona, will you give me sugar? Wala ala, macho Mona Lisa, 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 macho Mona Lisa. Macho Mona Lisa, macho Mona Lisa. Girl, I'll be foolish if I don't let you indulge me. Your lips like poison.
Say now my love you didn't need for your life. Yeah, I love to be like. So yeah, we did together, yeah, day and night. Yeah, if I leave, you go by. Yeah, if you leave, I go
stroking by. Stroking your back, baby. Loving your body, baby. As you're whining your body, baby. So crazy. Loving your body, baby. Girl, you are needing me. I just wanna let you know. Hope every day
you don't need no other body. You don't need no other body. Only you feel my body. Only you feel my body. You don't need no other body.
Baby, baby, everybody's the same. No one loves you like that, yes. No one wants you the same way.
Till the morning, my head wants to turn from your loving. I just wanna get you beside me.
Give me all you need, give me all you need. Give me all you, give me all you need. Give me all you need, give me all.
Make I give you all you need, every touch you need. Give you all, make I give you all you need, baby.
That was Essence by Wizkid featuring Tems, and the former song was Mona Lisa by Lo-J and Saz featuring Venus. And it leads us into the importance of dialogue. Let's not wait to speak before it's too late. We should start talking to each other now. It doesn't have to be complicated. We can start a conversation by just asking a simple question. And when you start that conversation, obviously you would know the people who you're talking to, and they know that you're passionate about what you're talking about. So ask questions such as, when did you last check your blood pressure? Because you don't want a situation where it's at the last minute you get to know that, you know, your blood pressure is, you know, it's so high, it's out of this world. And you have to start running from pillar to post, looking for somebody who would help you, looking for somebody who will talk to you on what to do. The time is now. Those types of conversations are important. They're important, especially to us within the Black community. I know it's a subject that we don't like to talk about. I know we don't like to tell people how things are with us, especially when we have an illness. But you have to remember that you don't know who could help you. You don't know who could save you. You don't know who can actually point you in the right direction. Because it's when you share the issues that you have, that is when you find those solutions. And as they say, two heads are better than one. Because alone, you would not think of the different options that are open to you. The next person you're talking to might even know more than you do. And again, because we don't want to face the unpleasantness that comes with sickness. We don't want to think about being sick. We don't want a situation where we have to tell people that we are sick. Oh, that's one thing in our community. When people say, "Are you sick?" Oh my God, immediately the vehement, God forbid that they say, and you know, with a click over their heads, "God forbid it's not me. Oh my God, I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. It is not me. It is not me, not my generation, not my children, not my family. Listen, it's just a question. When did you last check your blood pressure? It's very simple. And they sell these machines everywhere these days. Go check. And just a couple of weeks ago, whilst I was on holiday, I got an email. And I want to mention, this is not because, you know, it is a big organization, because they do a lot in the community, but they do see those who work in the community and they try as much as they can to ensure that they provide that support. And that is what, you know, serving or working with the community you serve to help them live a better life, to engage with them so they can engage with you. So I was away. I was on this ship enjoying myself. And I got an email from this lady. And she's a community champion. I'm sure that most people who are listening to this show right now would know who I'm talking about before I even mention her name. And I'm sure she wouldn't mind, because she's doing such great work in the community. And she knows what I do in the community, especially, I think everybody knows that I raise awareness about organ donation and kidney disease. So anyway, I received this email. And it was an email from Lucy from Tesco in Walkden. And she said, Hilaria, we got some excess stuff, you know, that you can use in your campaigns, your kidney disease campaigns, where people can check their kidney function with this little device. And I said, oh, yeah, I would really love that. I sent her an email back and said, oh, yes, I would really love that. And I thought maybe it would just be 5 boxes or thereabouts. And, you know, my goodness, guys, when I got back to England, it was the next weekend, I went into Tesco and I went to the customer service desk and I asked and I told them, well, this is who I am. And Lucy's asked me to pick something from here. They went in and they brought out these kits. They weren't 5, as I thought. They were about 30. So 30 people have a chance to come to one of my events and pick up one of those kits to check their kidney function. So I have those kits at home and I'm going to be holding an event soon. And I hope that somebody or some people who really care about their health would come to check. And at my next event, I'm going to be having somebody from an organization who helps you to check any underlying condition that you might have. But I just want to say thank you right now to Lucy from Tesco in Walkden for that gift, which I'm going to use within our community. And it's my way and her way of saying we care about you and we are taking action through WSH BME Kidney Network to ensure that you are in a tip-top condition. Your health is really in tip-top shape. So if you are interested, watch out for our advert about our session, which will be coming up next month. I will put that out during the radio show. So back to what we're talking about, asking questions. Another question you can ask is there kidney disease in your family? Because kidney disease can be hereditary. So if you've not heard about it, it's called, my goodness, it's gone out of my head. When I remember, I'm going to tell you. But I recently met somebody who had it, kidney disease, but it was hereditary. So it runs in their family. And, you know, they're aware, but, you know, they've gotten to the stage where their kidney functions are dropped below 15% and they are looking at dialysis. And my question to them, because I know, was, have you spoken to your family? And that's something I always say. I believe in transplant first. Transplant first is important. We cannot ignore it. It's it's something that as a kidney patient, once you're diagnosed, you need to speak to your family immediately to see if you can avoid going on dialysis. Whilst dialysis keeps you alive, it can also be detrimental to your health. It is not a cure, it's a treatment. And all that also is the case for when you get a transplant. It is not a cure, it is a treatment. Another question you could ask is, would you be willing to help if you could save someone's life? Now, you ask this for living donation, and people can come forward as living donors, but they can also sign up as deceased donors. So that means that when they die, their organs can be used to save or improve other people's lives. Although the organ donation law is there, but we still need people to talk to the families to tell them that they've signed up so that they can respect their wish when they are not in a position to give consent. So these conversations, they matter. At WSH Kidney Foundation in Nigeria, we are building more than an infrastructure. We are building language, we are building awareness, we are building courage. Because as you know, in Africa as a whole, we don't talk about kidney disease because it's seen as a taboo subject. Someone tells you that they're a kidney patient, it goes around the whole community, and then they start to avoid the family. And sometimes in some countries, they don't marry the family. They are now ostracized from the community. If they see the person coming, they cross the road. And then when the children want to play with children from that house, they tell them, don't go there. They have somebody in the house who has kidney disease. Crazy. It's hereditary, but it's not contagious. We need to start raising awareness about this so we can start having open and honest conversations about kidney disease and organ donation. And while we wait for policies to change, especially in Africa, we don't sit idle. We educate, we empower, we prepare. Because while the system takes time, our people don't have time to waste. So here's a track that celebrates sacred connections and powerful decisions. This is Holy Ground by Davido featuring Nicki Minaj. Because love, action and sacrifice make any place sacred, especially when life is on the line. So here is Holy Ground, and I'll see you back here in a little bit.
My holy ground, with me I run to.
Light you to the world. The queen to the motherland.
Come if you wanna. Ooh. I say I know myself, I'm gonna wanna activate undercover. So let me know, she say one MB go. Activate if you wanna. Let her know it's not the normal size. This kind thing don't make your ship capsize. So let me know if you wanna ride. She call me brother, I call her sister too. Mama so fine, she get like six tattoos. If she was a city, she be Timbuktu. My holy ground with me I run to. Brother, I call her sister too. Mama don't fight, she got like six tattoos. If she was a city, she'd be Timbuktu. My holy ground with me I run to. My holy ground with me I run to.
I said come if you wanna. Got to drink the marijuana. Let me know whenever you decide. Let me know you put them bitches to the side, yeah. You on my mind, it's you all the time. You came just in time, you gave me my spit on the mic, something you could bump to. Get nasty for you every time you come through. Finish line, who you run to? Keep you grounded, I holy ground you. Ayo, I'm giving medals, I gotta give you the G. I'm bouncing all on the D, I just had to give you the V. Here blowing all in the wind while we cruising Penelope. Nigeria to the world and fuck you to my enemies.
She call me brother, I call her sister too. Mama don't fight, she got like six tattoos. If she was a city, she'd be Timbuktu. My holy ground with me I run to. Brother, I call her sister.
she's a tattoo.
Mama so fine, she got like six tattoos. If she was a city, she'd be Timbuktu. My holy ground, baby, I run to.
That was Holy Ground, a reminder that when we choose to show up for others, we create sacred space. Thanks to Davido and Nicki Minaj, that really hit home. So what is the price of waiting? Waiting to speak to people about your illness, about them taking that step, about them making that decision to become donors, about them helping you on your journey as a kidney patient. What is the price of waiting? The price is that you end up sicker because you don't want anybody to know that you have kidney disease. You don't want anybody to mock at you or mock you because you are a kidney patient. You don't want people to cross the road because they feel that you are a kidney patient. You don't want, you know, a stigma on your family because they have one person in your family who is a kidney patient. But it doesn't really matter whether people shun you in public because you're a kidney patient. Because as long as you open your mouth and you communicate with people around you and tell them that you are a kidney patient, you'll be surprised how many people wouldn't care whether you're a kidney patient or not. I'm a testament to that. I have a lot of people around me who support me, who are currently still supporting me through my journey. And because of that, I am strong enough to turn around and support other people within our community. Because when we come together as one, when we come together to put our arms around each other and stand shoulder to shoulder, let me take that phrase from Tony Blair, stand shoulder to shoulder with each and every one of you, there's so much we can accomplish. And so we must not pay the price of waiting. We must continue to have those conversations, even with the kidney patients themselves. When we notice, we must ask those questions. Have you checked your blood pressure today? Is there kidney disease in your family? Asking that question should be asked in a confrontational way, because nobody can decide how their lives turn. It's God's decision. It is the road. It is the way God has planned their life. So we must be able to stand for those people and say, I am here. And be willing to help them to face this journey and, you know, the issues that they are facing currently. You can change that just by talking to people, just by saying, how are you today? And one thing in our community, we hate to tell people things that are happening with us. Because I had this friend I thought was a sister to me. And she was diagnosed and she didn't tell me. I only found out later when she went on dialysis. But I wasn't upset because I understand. I'm from the same community and I know how it is telling people that you are a kidney patient. But what she didn't know was that I was a patient advocate and I could be that person for her. Because when we speak on behalf of others, we teach. And when we ask, when we speak and ask, we open doors. And when we act, we save. And that is why I would not let up on any opportunity to speak to newly appointed doctors and nurses about our community and how this disease affects us. To everyone listening across the UK, Nigeria, and Africa, your voice matters. Your body matters. Your story matters. And I want to mention someone very brave right now, and she's listening to me in her hospital bed. Tunde, darling, I know that you're in a lot of pain after your operation, but I want you to know that you are loved, and leaving you today to come into this, to the station, to do the show, my heart was heavy knowing that you are in such pain. I know how these things are, babe. I know how painful it can be. I have been there, but I see you. Keep holding on. Keep showing up for yourself and keep fighting for yourself. I'm right there beside you. I love you tight and chin up, babes, because I'm there. Today, we broke the silence, people. We talked about how we wait and what that delay costs us. We honored those who are still waiting and those who didn't survive the wait. I've lost a lot of friends to kidney disease. And I am committed to acting faster. Are you? I'm committed for ourselves and for each other. And I want to encourage you to do the same. Because when we show up for each other, when we stand with each other, we are stronger together. We are able to do a lot. Put aside all the beefing. You know what beefing is. Put aside the beefing. Put aside the envy. Put aside the jealousies. Underneath the clothes, we are just simple human beings. Outside of the roles and the titles, we are all human beings. When you fall sick, your title, your big clothes, your jewelry is not going to save you or heal you. You are nothing. And when you die, you go back to nothing. You cannot take these things with you to your grave. The way you came back to the way you came to earth, the way you came to life is the same way you are going to live life. So what is all the vanity? Let's reach out to each other. Let's forget whatever issues that are there between us. And look at how we can help this other person, your neighbor, because that's what God has asked us to do. Love your neighbor as yourself. Even if it's just a little. If somebody is sick, then forget all the nonsense about quarrels or jealousies or envies and reach out to that person and say, I am here. I am here to help you. I'm here to be your friend. I'm here to hold your hand through this difficult time. And when it's over, you'll be surprised that, you know, they want to continue. They want to continue that relationship. And perhaps they've been looking for a way to make up all this while. So why not be the bigger person and put aside that quarrel? Put aside that animosity and reach out to the next person. And so, as I'm here today, at the back of my mind, I know that there are a few people who've just been diagnosed. If you live in Salford, reach out to me, Hilaria Sumo. You can find me, I'm on all social media. send me a message, and there's somebody I want to talk to this evening and they're struggling. If you are struggling as well, reach out, because I know, believe me, I know how it is. I've been there all through it, 10 years of it. And I can help. I can be there for you. I can signpost you to services. I can signpost you to people within your own community or your own area who can be there to support you, who can tell you what to expect next. And as most of you must know on this show, I say it all the time, I've been through all the three methods of dialysis. So whatever it is, whatever question you want to ask, please ask it. Don't sit at home in silence and suffering. There's always somebody willing and ready to speak to you. And sometimes, in those quiet moments, if you've been through this journey, think about what that person who's just been diagnosed is going through. Think about, you know, how they're managing. Because believe me, a lot of people don't even know about this sickness. And they just happen on it suddenly. Or their kidney have been deteriorating for a long time without their knowledge. And so you are in a unique and perfect position to be a mentor. Yes, that's what I would call it. You mentor them through this so that when they find themselves in that same position, they can reach out to somebody else who has no clue what to do because they've just been newly diagnosed. You can do it. It's not only me. I don't have all the information at my fingertips. My experience is different. You could come from another angle. You could have received a transplant without having to go on dialysis. That is an experience that you can share. Because when I talk to people about transplant first, some people are scared. Some people don't want to tell their families because they don't want to put them in a difficult position. And some people do ask their families and their families say no. But hear me, even if your family say no, it doesn't mean that life is over. There's the PED scheme. There are other people you can ask, people who don't even know you, or your friends. My friend came forward. My friend asked me, what can I do? How can I help you to become healthy again? While she eventually didn't donate to me, the fact that she came forward to speak to me to say, I will come forward to be your donor, she gave me hope. And that hope was what kept me all those 10 years I waited. And today, not because she came forward, we've been friends before, but we are closer today, because it is rare to find somebody from the Black community coming forward to say, I want to donate. They only come forward if it's their family. And that is even rare as well, because they would say, what if I fall sick? Where will I find a kidney? But the more we can support each other and help that person to keep holding on whilst the medical professionals are looking for that transplant, looking for that perfect organ that will keep them alive. And believe me, it's not only kidney that where we need transplant. We have people who are waiting who need hearts. We have people who are waiting for pancreas. There are people who are waiting for spleen. There are people who are waiting for liver. So there are a whole lot of people. And I keep telling people, if you donate a piece of your liver grows back to its full size. And even that little piece you donated also grows to a full size. Our Lord is wonderful. He created us in a way that we can help each other. Let's not be selfish. So, as I said, we've broken the silence today, and we've talked about why we wait and what that delay costs us. So before we go, let's remember that one person can save up to six lives up to three lives as a living donor. And you can save even more when you give marrow and other stem cells. And one person as a deceased donor can save up to nine lives. And if they donate tissues as well, they can save up to 75 people. Imagine that. So if you're listening to me this evening, thank you so much for listening. Join us next week on Second Chances as we ask, what does love sound like when it shows up in sickness? I'll repeat that. What does love sound like when it shows up in sickness? We will explore care, sacrifice, and what it means to support someone through illness. Let those words live in your heart this week. Speak, prepare, and act. And next week, if this topic has really impacted you, you can call in on 0161-222-9960 or send your messages to the WhatsApp number 0744-881-1570. Thank you for being with me, and thank you for choosing truth, healing, and hope. I'm Hilaria Asumo on Second Chances with Radio Africana. Goodbye. Odabo. Segobe. And au revoir. Wamo Obeka. Thank you. Good night. And here is Soso by Omale. Sometimes we cry out for peace, and in that cry, we find healing. I'll see you next week. Bye.
to Manchester's biggest Afrobeat radio station, Radio Africana.
Calling ya, baby, I'm calling ya. Where you at? Can you not answer me now? Tell me now, cause I'm missing you. Dreaming of me kissing you. Put it down, baby, wine for me now. For now, take you out up and now. Don't know why I'm missing you. Dreaming of me kissing you. Falling in love, can't give it up. I need you more. Baby girl, no, take me away. Don't keep me up. I'm deep in love. I need you more. Baby girl, no, take me away. So different, I don't recognize you with all these different pretty girls in my life. Baby, you're so different, I don't recognize you with all these different pretty girls in my life. In the morning and in the night, you know, won't do you wrong, I'm mean, Mr. Right. You know that I see you, yeah, yeah. You shining, I need you, yeah, yeah. She not nice, but she looking nice, yeah. Cold-hearted, I could pick the ice. The moment I see you, yeah, yeah. There's no way I'll leave you, yeah, yeah. Falling in love, can't give it up. I need you more. Baby, girl, no, take me, walk up. Don't keep me up. Deep in love, I need you more. Baby girl, don't take me. You're so different, I don't recognize you with all these different pretty girls in my life. Baby, you're so different, I don't recognize you with all these different pretty girls in my life.
Radio Africana.
Coro back, coro.